Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Happy New Year. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. Micah 5, verses 2 and 4 and 5. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year. Isn't it fun to count down and wonder what's coming next year? I suppose if surprises aren't your thing, maybe the countdown doesn't bring such joy. Maybe you used to like countdowns, but 2020 changed your mind. It's understandable. Last year, I remember getting my colorful dry erase markers out and marking my calendar to look perfect and cute as I filled in all of the fun things to look forward to. The calendar sure did look great, that is, until the end of March. My calendar was extremely confused at the end of March. Nothing I planned was happening. April and May seemed to be confused as well. So yes, if 2020 changed your mind about countdowns, I fully understand. There's good news, though, friends. Get excited, because whatever 2021 has in store for you, you are in the best hands. If you think you're too weak and can't handle what's coming, guess what? You have the strength of the Lord on your side. If you think the darkness of the world is taking over, go ahead and stand in awe of His majestic name. If you're struggling with the unrest of the past, bask in the peace in knowing that we live securely in the greatness of our God, found in the one sent to Bethlehem's stable, Jesus, our King and Savior. As we welcome his littlest of lambs back to the classroom this new year, let us shower them with the truth that he will be our peace in whatever comes our way. Instill in them the confidence that though they are small, they are mighty in the one whose greatness reaches to the ends of the earth. Let us encourage each other to praise his holy name and thank him for his continued faithfulness in our lives. I will probably still try to make my calendar look perfect and cute this year. I can't help it. I love color coding. I will say, though, I will have my eraser ready and tackle each day with the confidence in knowing that he is in control. Stay in the Word, friends. Daily be immersed in his promises, in truth. May God bless you today and always. Happy New Year. We pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for being my strength. Help me look to you throughout this year and find comfort in your promise of peace. Amen. A question to consider. Do you have Praise God written on your calendar anywhere? It's not something typically you'd see written down, but maybe pick a day or two a month and jot it down as a reminder to intentionally praise his holy name. Dance to a Christian song. Pick up that old instrument that you used to play and worship him. Say a prayer of thanksgiving. Praise him all year through. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.